Cast Away by Michael Stewart.
I've worked on this market since the second fire. You could say that's where I got the idea. You see, I sell lighters. Cheap, throwaway ones. Refillable clippers. Hand-engraved Zippos, the lot. I've seen stalls set up and fold. Take this fella over the way. A mate of mine. Andy, he's called. Only been running the store for a few months. Another one of my ideas. He likes to think he specialises in Wi-Fi computer systems. He likes to think that, but...
Yeah, it's my laptop, mate.
Right, what's the problem?
It keeps freezing on me. I think it's one of them bugs.
I see, right. Is it running genuine software or a copy?
Well, it's a copy, innit? I'm not daft. Forking out cash for no reason.
Right, let me have a look.
There you go.
You'll have to put your password in.
That's it. That's a bug, innit? I can't get past that bit.
Is this your computer?
Right, mate, I'll think about what you say. Cheerio.
Can't be too picky, as long as they've got money. Andy's not daft. He's a bright bloke. Been to university and all that. Does make you wonder what he's doing here.
Another crook, Andy?
Yeah, looks that way.
You should sympathise.
Hey, come on, that's not fair.
Anyway, have you heard the latest?
What's that?
They want a prayer room in the market.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, they always want something, don't they? Talking of which, watch out.
I clock this bloke approach Andy's store. Starts reading all these little handmade signs Andy's written. Seems keen. Fancy suit. Asian gentleman.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I wanted a Wi-Fi system setting up.
Oh, really? A Wi-Fi system?
That is what you do, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Yes, that's what the sign says.
Good. I want a PC and 3 laptops, and I need to link them all.
Oh, really? I mean, no problem at all. Yeah, I've got some really good offers. I'll do you a special deal.
And you'll be able to fit everything and get them all working?
Yeah, all part of the service. Just name your day.
Well, you come with a strong recommendation.
Do I? How about Saturday? I'm finished by 5. Should we say 6 o'clock?
That sounds good.
Great. Right. Can I take your address?
Yeah, of course. It's 42 Henry Street.
Oh, Henry Street. I live in the street next to yours, James Street.
Oh, yeah. Is it one of the terraces?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Now, let me see. Number 42. That's not the big detached one at the top, is it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Wow.
Well, you know the house, do you?
Well, yeah, of course. It's a palace. Yeah, I go past it on the way to my allotment.
Oh, we wanted the space. That's what attracted us to the property.
Right.
And the view, you can see right over the other houses.
Mm. OK, right. See you at 6 then, Saturday.
Oh, yes. He'll be there. In the 6 months he's had the stall, I bet he's only shifted a grand of gear a month. And here he is, a grand up after 5 minutes' work. He can't believe his luck.
You've not forgotten I'm going for a drink tonight?
No, that's fine.
It won't be a late one. Why don't you come along?
Oh, all those bold, aggressive men, all that shouting.
It's not that kind of place. They do real ale, you'd like it.
No, I'd rather not. Oh, what's this? Look. Slug pellets. I thought we said from now
it's
on...
It's okay, Andrew. I've not used them.
We agreed on a non-toxic solution.
I've just not got round to throwing them out.
I bought some copper tape.
It's okay, Andrew. So you were saying?
Eh?
This sale you made, the installation job.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Told you things would pick up, didn't I?
And it's this Saturday, you say?
Yeah. 6 o'clock.
You'll be careful, won't you?
Of course.
Just, you know.
I'm fine. You've nothing to worry about.
Cast away!
Oh, now, I've brought a pretty powerful router, so we should be all right. If there's a problem with a weak signal, I can set up a booster.
And you can do that, can you?
Yep, all part of the service. Ah, I must say, it's good to have your sort... people like you as part of the community.
I see.
Yes. I'm the broad-minded type. You know. I'm very interested in Sufism, for instance. In fact, I'm sometimes mistaken for Asian myself.
Is that so?
Yeah, it's the dark skin colour and the beard, I think. Oh, I don't mind at all. I take it as a compliment. Yes, I do know me Sunnis from me Shiites.
Well, I'll leave you to it, shall I? Yeah.
You must come across a lot of prejudice.
What?
Well, you know, ignorance. People being ignorant.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
I didn't vote for him. And I'm sure it was just a protest for most people. We live in such a conformist society, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I suppose. That society's for you.
Yeah, you're quite right, of course. Yeah, it's nice to have these intelligent discussions about societies and so forth. So rarely get the chance these days.
Now then, would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah, strong splash of milk, no sugar. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to imply you were. I just think it's terrible. You know, prejudice. I mean, I make a point of wearing curtains, you know.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah. Not for political reasons. I just find it very comfortable. You know, all that silk. Yes. It's lovely against the skin. Very...
Yes, well, let me get you that cup of tea.
Right. Oh, just before you do, how do you want them connected?
I'm sorry?
At the PC and the laptops. Do you want me to enable FileShare?
What's that?
Oh, sorry, that means you can access all the files on your PC from your laptops.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
That would be really useful.
Or I could turn on desktop sharing. That means you can access everything, emails the lot.
Oh, well, if it's no trouble.
No trouble at all.
Oh, thank you. Now, let me get you that cup of tea.
How did it go? Everything okay?
Oh, took longer than I thought. Signal problems. It's such a big place. Got it all working in the end, though.
Good. There's some soup in the pan. One you made, I took it out the freezer.
Now there's all the traffic because of those roadworks. You know what it is, don't you?
I'll heat it up.
You must have seen them. They've cut up a good chunk of the road. Have you seen the size of the pipes they're putting in?
I've had mine.
It's that fat rendering plant up the hill. We're talking about 70 or 80 trucks a day.
You want me to pour you a bowl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, he must be doing well.
Who?
This man. Akram, he's called.
What's he do?
Don't know. Didn't ask him. But he's got a beard a bit like mine.
That's nice.
Yeah. Some men suit beards.
They do, yes.
But not me, right?
It's a nice beard, Andrew. Mm. Now, did you get it all sorted, the computers?
Oh, I'm really pleased they're doing so well. Mm. Seem the cultured sort.
Who?
Akram and his wife.
Good. Which house was it?
You know the one at the top of Henry Street?
The one we were after?
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, that should shake a few people up. Middle-class Asians, they won't like that.
Oh, well, I'm sure it would have been too big for us, really.
Yeah. Yeah, the promotion wasn't an absolute certainty. Even if I hadn't gotten it.
Let's not go there, Andrew, shall we? Get yourself a spoon.
Well, I'm not sure it was worth the asking price anyway. He's had a lot of work done.
I thought he'd been modernised.
Oh, it's easy to miss these things. He's had to plaster the old lot.
Really? That surprises me. Here you go. Be careful, it's hot.
So, actually, I'm thinking of going vegetarian.
Again? Hmm. Anyway, it's celery soup.
Yeah, celery soup, but it's chicken stock. That fat rendering plant.
What are you talking about?
80 trucks a day. It's very upsetting, all that death, don't you think?
Andrew.
Hmm?
You're slurping.
Oh, sorry.
So Andrew has his soup and they watch a film. About midnight, he gets up, says the dog needs walking. When he comes back, she asks him where he's been. Up past the cemetery, on the old railway track. Must have gone up Henry Street then, she says, wondering why he'd want to go back up there when he'd only just been a few hours before.
Cast away, still growing a beard. You're a very, very, very sad man.
Hi there.
Oh, hello.
I was just passing, been up to me allotment. Anyway, seems like I've got a bit of a surplus of chilies in my greenhouse, and as I was passing and I had them in my bag, I wondered if you'd like a handful.
Do I know you?
Oh, we met last Saturday, remember? The man who fitted your computer.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Oh, it's very kind of you, but I couldn't possibly...
Oh, no, look, please, please, I insist. It's a south-facing greenhouse, you see. It's a bit of a sun trap. The chilies grow like weeds, you'd be doing me a favour. They're organic.
Well, if you insist. But only if you'll take some tomatoes off me. We've got a greenhouse full of them.
Oh, it's a deal.
We'll have to come round the back. Follow me.
Right. I must say, it's a lovely garden you've got.
That's me. Akram isn't bothered about a garden.
Oh, bit of a gardener, are we then?
I just dabble, mostly. I find it very therapeutic.
Oh, yeah, me too. Nothing better, is there? You know, sometimes you feel a bit, you know, windmills turning. and it's just the thing to make you feel, well, okay again. I've had the allotment since I changed track. You know, different pace of life and all that.
Have you had it long, then?
About 6 months. Bit of a pipe dream. Mm. We were looking for a bigger house with a sizeable garden, but, well, you don't know what's round the corner, do you?
Suppose not. Here they are.
Oh, wow. What a feast of tomatoes. Oh, I'd love to grow tomatoes, but there's not enough water. It was a bit of a tap, but it's just a trickle.
Well, we have an irrigation system. It's all on a timer. Oh. Akram's idea. Oh. Hold your bag out.
Well, this is very kind of you. So, Akram must be doing well.
Yes, we're very lucky.
Oh, yeah. Now, what does he do out of interest in?
He's in finance.
Oh, really?
How about you? How long have you had the stall?
Oh, just 6 months.
Oh, same as the allotment?
Yeah, by coincidence.
And before that?
I worked for a bank, you know, computers. I was offered a redundancy package when things went financially pear-shaped, you know. And used the money to buy stock for the stall. The best decision I ever made. Get out of the rat race. Freedom Road.
Well, as long as you're happy.
Oh, yes.
There you go. That's you filled up.
Oh, as long as I've not deprived you.
Oh, no, there's plenty left.
Right. I'm very much a fan of Eastern cuisine. You know, anything with spices.
Well,
love.
Thanks again for the chilies.
Welcome.
I better be getting on. Nice to meet you. What did you say your name was?
Oh, it's Andrew. Andrew. Nice to meet you too.
Yeah. Mrs. Khan.
Right. Well, I'll be seeing you. I'll bring some potatoes next time I'm passing. They'll only rot in the ground if I don't dig them up. And some onions, if you like. They're nearly cured.
Well, thank you, that's very kind. But we don't eat onions or potatoes.
Oh, well, you don't eat onions or potatoes?
No. Now I best be getting on.
Cast away, still growing a beard. You haven't seen a friendly face in over 20 years.
What have you got all those for? They'll only end up getting chucked. The bowl's overflowing as it is.
Well, I could hardly refuse them, could I?
What are you talking about?
Mrs. Khan, Akram's wife.
Who?
You know, the man I fitted the Wi-Fi for.
I don't follow.
Well, I gave them some chilies and they gave me some tomatoes. Yeah, Mrs. Khan's a gardener too. Beautiful greenhouse. You should see it. It's like Crystal Palace.
I have seen it, remember? Strange that you should meet her.
Well, I was just passing.
And you were just being friendly, were you?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, good then, I suppose.
I wasn't nosing around. Oh, hi again.
Hello. Oh, it's you again.
Fortifications?
I'm sorry? Oh, I see. It's just a fence.
Oh, well, an Englishman's house is his castle. Or an Asian man's house. Works for both. You seem to be struggling here. Let me hold that for you.
Oh, thank you. It's probably just kids. The damage isn't bad. Looks worse than it is.
Well, you might be right.
Garden hopping, probably. I did it myself when I was young.
No, you can't be too careful. It could be kids, or it could be... Oh, who knows?
Well, it seems like a nice neighbourhood.
Yeah. We were all terribly shocked when they got in. You know, I think they'll get kicked out again in the next council election. It's disturbing, though, don't you think? all this prejudice.
Well, I'm sure it's nothing political, just kids. Mm. Mind your fingers.
Yeah, well, perhaps. Oh! Sorry.
Stay still.
It's all right. So, your wife tells me you work in finance.
Yeah, she said she'd bumped into you.
Yeah, very stressful at times, I imagine, but also very rewarding.
Oh, sorry, you keep moving.
All right, my fault. Oh. So, what particular area of finance?
Okay, last nail. Stay still.
Okay. Because... Ow! Oh. Stink. I don't know how you stand it, living so close.
It's the trucks that smell. I was stuck behind one the other day. All this brown juice pouring out. What a pong.
Oh, anything that smells that bad can't be good for you. I'm a bit concerned about me vegetables.
Eh?
Well, I mean, you know, it gets into the air and into the soil. One way or another, you're ingesting it, aren't you?
Blood and bone. Good plant food, that.
I think we should get a petition up or something about this expansion. 70 or 80 trucks a day driving straight past our house and up the lane. You're getting the worst, Tom. Have you seen the size of the gas pipes that are fitted?
Oh, no. They're like bloody tree trunks.
Yeah. It's got so I hardly go up to the top. I only go when I'm coming here.
How are your vegetables?
Well, despite all the abuse, not bad, thanks. Here, I've got a load of surplus onions and potatoes if you want some.
Yeah, I'll take those off your hands.
Well, tried to give them to Mrs. Khan, but she wouldn't take them off me.
Who?
Oh, you know, that house at the top of Henry Street I was telling you about. The Muslim family I fitted that Wi-Fi system for. Bumped into her outside their house. It turns out she's a bit of a gardener herself.
Oh, yeah. You don't normally see Asians out gardening.
Oh, behave. Anyway, you should see the garden. It's like a park. Greenhouse alone is the size of a garage.
So she probably had enough potatoes and onions of her own then, right?
Ah, no, that's the thing. She said they don't eat potatoes or onions.
Don't eat potatoes or onions?
Don't eat them, no.
That's a bit strange, isn't it?
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, everyone eats potatoes and onions, right? So, it's the signal, is it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Sometimes it's really strong, but it's inconsistent.
Right, well, it all depends on how much interference there is. I see you've got a Wii and an Xbox.
Yeah, they're my son's.
Right, well, you see, all these contraptions emit frequencies. You know, depending on usage, your signal's affected.
I see.
That's no problem. You know, I've brought a top-of-the-range router. It's twice as powerful as the other one. And failing that, we can set up some boosters around the house.
Well, I'll leave you to it, shall I?
Okay, well, I'll need access to your PC. Is it password protected?
I see. Very well. Here we go. Let me just log on.
Right, don't worry. I won't touch anything. I just need to use it to speak to the router.
Good. A lot of it's confidential, you understand?
Yeah, of course. Wouldn't dream.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah. Strong special milk, no sugar. Right, we're in. Oh, like your background image, must say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, him. He's a man whose face tells a story. He's got a lot of character.
Yeah, you could say that.
Someone you know?
Sort of.
Nice beard. Must have taken him years to grow that.
I expect so.
Talking of which, I saw a really interesting film the other night. Are you a film buff?
Not really. There's enough fantasy in the world. What we need is to deal with reality.
Well, yeah, I quite agree. I'm into green politics and all that. You know.
That's good, but democracy only takes us so far.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, it's flawed. A government can get in with a minority of votes.
Well, yeah, but what's the alternative, eh?
Direct action.
Well, that's a very interesting point.
Let me get you that tea.
Right. Well, I'll crack on with this.
Is everything okay?
All sorted.
What was the problem then?
Weak signal. Had to fit another router.
And that's all you do?
Yeah. Why'd you ask?
Nothing. You just seem to be a long time.
Well, it's not just a case of plugging it in.
Is it not?
No. It's much more involved. Lots of files to go through, lots of setting up.
What sort of files?
Just the software files.
You sure?
Yeah, software files. Do you like the beans?
And that's all you were doing?
Yeah, of course. What do you think of the beans?
Oh, yeah, they're nice. Mm.
Straight out of the soil and onto your plate.
I hope you wash them first.
Of course.
It's good you have more free time. You don't want to be getting stressed again, do you?
Well, there are definite pluses, yes. I do miss the money. And, well, you know, I suppose I miss the team.
Andrew?
What?
You have been taking your medication, haven't you?
It wouldn't normally get me in a place like this.
It's fine. Relax.
It's the beard. Bald blokes, it's beard envy.
Don't be soft. Now, listen, I've been thinking about what you said.
Yeah?
About all this money being transferred. I mean, it could be perfectly innocent. I mean, he is in finance.
Oh, yeah, but the records he's keeping are very informal. I mean, they're not the normal official records you would keep if you were transferring money like that from one country to another, you know.
I agree. It's very suspicious.
And also, he deletes his history.
Well, we've all done that.
What do you mean?
Don't be naive, Andy. Porn.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, he'd also deleted his scent items.
What do you think he's up to?
Fraud? I don't know. Can't be certain. That's what it looks like, isn't it?
Well, I trust your instincts, Andy. After all, you're the expert. I mean, you've uncovered a lot of fraud in your time, so you should know.
Yeah, just because I got into trouble doesn't stop it being fraud. I mean, fraud is everywhere. It's everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, you're quite right. Of course, fraud under every stone, under every leaf. Like slugs.
That's it. Like slugs, that's what it is. Yeah, leaving a trail of slime over everything.
Now then, did you see anything else on his hard drive that was suspicious?
Well, that was it. It came back with a T at that point. Nearly caught me in the act. And he sort of hovered around me till I was done.
Which in itself is suspicious, right?
Right. Exactly, yeah. Well, that's what I thought, yeah.
There's probably nothing to it. But you are able to access his hard drive remotely.
Well, yeah, that's it. I've put a really strong router in there and I've enabled desktop sharing.
Well, I'm not saying we should do this, but we could go round there in my van.
Oh. No, we couldn't do that.
Cast away!
I can't think where he's got to, Tom. Do you want to top up?
Oh, right, you've twisted my arm.
I hope you like what I've cooked. Andy does most of the cooking these days. I'm a bit out of practice.
I'm sure it'll be really tasty. I was going to say just like you, but didn't want to push me luck.
He's been spending rather a lot of time at the allotment recently.
Well, it's good for him, all that fresh air.
The stall isn't taking off like he'd expected.
Give it time, you can't rush it. It takes a year at least, that's how long it took me, maybe longer.
How are you, anyway? Sorry, I did mean to ask.
Well, I am trying to behave myself, if you know what I mean.
That's good. You're coping, then?
When she left, I thought it was the end of it all. But now I realise it was the start of a new life.
Still, it must have come as a shock, running off with her boss.
Like I say, I can see it was for the best now. Frees me up. I can do absolutely anything I like.
And what do you want to do?
Well, you know, throw up a few sparks, loosen a few screws.
Had she been with women before that?
Not while I was there, unfortunately.
Where have you been?
Oh, just up at the allotment.
All right, Andy.
Oh, all right, Tom.
All this time?
Yeah, slugs.
Take your boots off and sit down. Wine? Oh,
there's hundreds of them. It's like a plague.
Sounds like they've got the upper hand there, Andy. So we have quite a lot to drink. As you do. The food is good and we have a pleasant evening.
Sarah's got to be up first thing, so she crashes early. I suggest to Andy we go for last orders. I'd got something I thought might interest him.
So, what was it you wanted to tell me?
Well, it's nothing really. I just wondered if you'd read the papers today.
Oh, no, don't have the chance.
Well, look, you see, in the late edition, have a read. They raided a house last night, found all the evidence they needed, arrested three students.
What's that got to do with me?
And the city they were targeting was this one. How do you know your friend Akram hasn't got anything to do with it, eh?
Well, why would he?
Why wouldn't he? Democracy only takes us so far, isn't that what he said?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's involved with this.
What was that other phrase he used? He prefers direct action.
Yeah, but I'm accusing him of fraud, not terrorism.
Look at what it says here. They call it hawala. It's a form of money laundering. It's been used to fund terrorists. It sounds to me like he's a hawala broker.
I mean, he could be, but it...
And what's to say it stops there?
Well, I don't know.
Think back. Was there anything else suspicious? Something which might make you think he was guilty of more than fraud?
Oh. Well, I mentioned the background image on his PC, haven't I? It looked a bit like... In fact, he looked a lot like Osama bin Laden.
You sure it wasn't?
No, it wasn't him.
But it looked like him, right?
Yeah.
I might be wrong about this, but is it worth taking the risk?
But I promise Sarah.
Well, fair enough. It's your lookout and it's your shout at the bar.
We have a few more beers. Gets busy at weekends. You do a lock-in. One for the road and then two for the road. That's how it goes. I suggest we take the scenic route back over the hill. So it isn't any surprise that we end up walking past Akram's house.
Isn't this the house you were telling me about?
Oh, yeah. That's his office up there. Look. Light's on.
Working late, isn't he? Wonder what he's doing.
Who knows?
It's a shame you haven't got your laptop on you.
What do you mean?
Could have a look.
I don't need it. Oh, I could do it from this phone if I wanted.
No way. I don't believe it.
It's true.
Show me, then.
Oh, no. I'm not hacking into his system just to prove I can.
You want to, though, don't you?
Oh, well, that's not the point, is it? It's a infringement of his civil liberties. It's civil...
That's easy for you to say. Come on. It won't do any harm. We can duck behind here. No one's going to see us. I just want to see how you do it.
Well, OK, then, but just a quick look and then we're off, OK?
In and out, I promise.
So he connects to the Wi-Fi and he's in. Easy as that.
He's emailing someone called Mansour.
Let's have a look what he's saying.
Great to hear from you. Nearly there, but keep things under wraps.
Sounds dodgy. What's he talking about? Told you, didn't I? He's one of them. He's in on it.
Let's not jump to any conclusions, Tom.
Don't be naive, Andy. Fraud is one thing, but this could be much worse. It's not about jumping to conclusions. What else does he say?
Oh, he's locking off. Shutting the system down. Oh, I can't access it.
Okay. We'll leave it to Harriet, Andy. Sleep on it.
Cast away, still growing a beard. You're a very, very, very sad man.
Remember, we're not doing any harm. Far from it. Just two blokes in a white van outside a house. Nothing dodgy about it. Okay? Well, what's the worst can happen? We get found out. No, the worst thing that can happen is we walk on, do nothing, and innocent people are killed, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, he's emailing again.
Let's have a look.
Oh, no, it's nothing.
Look in his sent items box.
Hang on. Give me a minute.
You see anything?
Oh, this looks interesting.
Let me see. It has to be this Saturday. It can't be any other day. What does that mean?
I don't know. No idea, but it sounds urgent, doesn't it? Why Saturday?
It's the busiest shopping day, that's what it is. Maximum damage. What did I tell you? We've got to do something about this now.
Yeah, but like what? What?
Well, we can't go to the police, can we?
No, we're the ones breaking the law, you know.
We need hard evidence, and we've only got 5 days. Don't let me down, Andy.
Okay, Yota. I'll see what I can do.
Are you sure you're not selling me something? Well, as I said, Mr. Khan, this is just a survey. Now, do you have any pets?
No, I don't.
I see. And are you the owner of your house?
Yes. But what's this got to do with your survey?
Sarah.
What are you doing?
I'm just...
listening in.
No, it's not what you think.
And what do I think? I'll tell you what I think. I think you've bugged Akram's phone and you're listening into his telephone conversation. Now I want you to tell me that what I think is wrong.
Well, listen, the thing is, I've got reasons to suspect he's planning an act of terrorism.
Andrew, no.
This Saturday, he said something about this Saturday being the day. I know it doesn't sound like much, but I've got this feeling.
Oh, you've got a feeling, have you?
Yes.
That's what you said last time.
I just need some proof. I can't go to the police without proof, can I? You know what they do under the circumstances.
I know what they do, all right. You've crossed the line.
I had to.
No, you didn't. Why did the police confiscate your equipment?
But
transmitters, receivers, software, the lot. You've gone out and bought more, haven't you? Haven't you?
What are you going to do?
Exactly what I said I'd do. I'm leaving you. I'm packing my bags and then I'm going.
No. Please, Sarah. Please, give me one more chance.
Okay, right. I'll give you one more chance. Right. All you have to do is answer this question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Think very carefully before you answer. Have you been taking your medication?
Yes.
Then what's this? You promised me, Andrew. You promised me.
No, wait. I can explain. It's the side effects.
So she takes a battered case and fills it with a change of clothes. A makeup bag, toothbrush. She takes a wedding ring and places it in the sink. Then she grabs the car keys.
Wait! Don't go! Please wait a minute!
It's over.
No, wait, Sarah, wait, please! I love you!
Well, I don't love liars. And I don't love people who hack into other people's computers. And I don't love people who bug other people's phones or go to court for doing all those things and get a suspended sentence on the condition that they'll never do them again. I don't love people who obsess about slugs or people who promise to take their tablets and then don't. And I don't love you.
You fell overboard. They gave you up for dead. Somehow you managed to make it.
The most important thing right now, Andy, is to keep it together.
To the island.
Yeah, but she said she was never coming back. Did she meant it?
She was angry with you. It doesn't mean she won't calm down and see all this in a different light. What we need now is proof. As long as you've got proof, she'll see you were right all along. You'll be a hero. You'll have saved the day. Man of the match. She'll come running into your arms.
I don't know.
Trust me. Now, you've been doing what I said, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got the diary here. I've logged everything he's done, you know, every phone call he's made, what time he came in, what time he went out. It's all there.
Good. That's really important. The police will need that so they can tie things up. Now, is there anything you need to tell me?
Yeah, it's about the slugs.
Come on, get a grip, Andy, forget about the slugs. I mean, is there anything else you need to tell me about Akram?
Yeah, there is, as a matter of fact. I mean, it might not be anything, but it might be important.
Well, fire away.
Well, it was yesterday. There was someone delivering some large brown boxes. He took them straight inside. I couldn't see what they were.
Hey, this is the promised consignment.
How do you mean?
The last piece in the jigsaw, the ingredients he and his terrorist friends need to make a bomb.
A bomb?
Guaranteed, we can't delay any longer. We need to get into that space.
What? Break into his house, you mean?
Absolutely. This is the hard evidence.
Oh, look, can't we ring the police now? We could do it anonymously.
Too risky. They might think it's a crank call.
I've never broken into someone's house before.
I'll be there with you. Teamwork. We're in this together.
All right, yes. Yes.
Look, I've got a few errands to sort. I want you to keep an eye on things. As soon as you get the all clear, ring me.
Right. You sure it's clear?
Kids are at school, wife's out. Akram left about 20 minutes ago.
Great stuff. Now, we don't know how long we've got, so maybe someone should stay here.
Stay out here?
Yeah. Think about it. It'd be stupid as both going in.
How do you mean?
Well, someone's got to keep a lookout. I've got your number on speed dial. I'll stay here, and if there's any danger, I'll ring you. As soon as you get that call, you're out of there. Got it?
But I thought we were going in together.
Teamwork, Andy. Teamwork. I'm the eyes, and you're the brains.
OK, I see.
Off you go.
Out of me.
Just seeing how you're getting on.
I'm in the study. I'm going through his drawers.
Good. Well done. What do you see?
Oh, nothing so far. It's just mainly bills.
What else is there?
There's a filing cabinet here next to his computer.
Good. Open that. What do you see?
There's lots of paperwork.
Like what?
Bank statements. Car insurance documents. Oh, wait. I'll fold them out confidential.
Great. Have a look inside.
Right. Looking.
And? Andy?
What the hell do you think you're doing?
It's him. It's that man.
Nothing. I was...
Breaking into our house?
No.
Breaking
no.
into your house?
So what were you doing?
I saw that someone had broken into your house, and then I found your filing cabinet open with all your papers out, so I was putting them back for you.
You were putting them back for me?
Yeah, that's right. I were... Who are you ringing?
The police.
The police? It's a good idea. I was going to do the same thing.
And so Andy finds himself back in the dock at the Crown Courts. Only this time he receives a custodial sentence. His lawyer had used the excuse the first time that Andrew, as head of a team of computer forensic investigators, was under a lot of stress. They were investigating a bank fraud case which involved hacking into someone's system. Was it any wonder that for Andy the line had become blurred? But this time, there is no excuse. His lawyer tells him to plead guilty and hope for the best. Poor Andy.
You must be Tom.
That's me.
Have you just moved in?
Yes, just today, as a matter of fact. You must be Mrs. Carn. I read about what happened to you and your husband in the local paper. Terrible turn of events.
Well, he seemed nice enough. Gave me some chilies.
You just can't tell, can you, from the outside?
The doctors think it may have been to do with his medication. But he'd done something similar before, the police said.
Who knows what goes on in people's minds, eh? It's a mystery.
All that stuff in the papers. It makes it sound as though we were doing something wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, all this talk of Hawala.
Oh, it's just prejudice, Mrs. Carn.
Well, yes, it is.
Ignorance. That's what it is. Now... This equipment?
It's through here in the hallway.
You sure you don't want any money for it?
Akram, that's my husband. He's gone back to his old system. Lost faith in these wireless things.
Cast away, still growing a beard. You're a very, very, very sad man.
How's Sarah?
She's fine.
You know, she's refused to visit me.
Give her room, Andy. She's been through a tough time.
Yeah. You know what he was planning, don't you?
Who?
Akram.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Peaceful demonstration outside that fat rendering plant.
Yeah.
You can't blame him. This expansion, it'll really mess things up.
But, well, yeah. Yeah, I know. I said so myself.
He's a Jainist, apparently.
A what?
A follower of Jainism. They don't believe in eating animals or even root vegetables. That's why he didn't want your potatoes. He's also a bit of a human rights activist. That's what all those messages were. Messages of hope for political prisoners.
So, he's not a Muslim?
Not at all. Where'd you get that idea from?
Well, I just assumed...
Prejudices on both sides, Andy. And who said all Muslims were terrorists anyway?
So, Sarah's okay, is she?
Well, she's getting there. With a lot of TLC.
Will you give her a message from me?
Of course.
Will you tell her I'm sorry? And that I still love her?
I'll tell her. As soon as I get out of this dump.
Oh, seeing her today, are you?
No, she's in the van outside waiting for me.
She's in your van?
Yeah, she's helping me move out.
Oh, you're moving out?
Yeah, didn't I tell you?
Where to?
Well, it didn't make sense, me on my own in that house built for four. Sarah in your house rattling around. The store's ticking along, but it's not making a packet. Financially, you understand. It's for the best.
But when did you...
You don't mind, do you?
Well, it's...
Sarah needs the company. I don't think it's a good idea that she should be alone right now.
Well, she did say she always liked you.
There you go. All for the best. How about you?
How do you mean?
How are you settling in with your cellmate?
Oh, that's a little cramped.
Yes, I expect it is.
He's got a lot of anger issues. Hang on, you're moving into my house?
It's for the best. Listen, I better be going. I don't want to keep Sarah waiting. Been nice seeing you. Don't worry, I'll look after Sarah.
Right. And don't forget to pass on that message, will you?
I won't. Pass it on. No sense in upsetting Sarah. Funny how things work out. I always fancied Sarah even when I was married to Nancy. I kept looking at her and thinking, I want a piece of that instead. Nancy leaving was the best thing to happen to me. You see, it freed me up. Now I can do absolutely anything I like. People might think I'd engineered the whole thing just so I could get Andy out of the way and move in on Sarah. People have the most vivid imaginations, you know. They imagine all sorts of things. Oh, well, that's my story. Just another story on the market.
Cast away, still growing a beard. You're a very, very, very sad man. Still a fan of the Smiths. You had your last kiss in an English bar in Spain in 85. You're a man of the sand, you're a man of the sea. With only the sun and stars for company. You fell overboard, they gave you up for dead. But somehow you managed to make it.
Andrew was Kevin Eldon, Tom Marshall Lancaster, Sarah Deborah McAndrew, Akram Ian Aspinall, and Mrs. Khan Balvinder Sopal. Castaway was written by Michael Stewart and produced in Manchester by Gary Brown.
To the island.